Your speaker in this lesson is Larry Acuff.
In the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 6, you and I could spend a lot of time in the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah is a book that is written, Jeremiah being what is referred to as the weeping prophet. Perhaps if we studied the Bible closely in terms of this particular prophet of God, and I want you to turn to Jeremiah 6. I want you to write in your Bible. Well, you can do that at your choice, but I write in mine, underline, make asterisks and everything else. There is a message that Jeremiah has. He is referred to as the weeping prophet because of the sins of God's people, because of their refusal to do the will of God. As a matter of fact, when you go to the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 8, he makes this point. He said, "The harvest is past and the summer is ended and we are not saved. For the hurt of the daughter of my people, I am hurt, I am black. Astonishment hath taken hold on thee. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the hurt of the daughter of my people recovered?" Jeremiah is saying that these folks had not repented. He became so despondent on one occasion that Jeremiah said, "I am not going to preach anymore in His name. I simply refuse to preach." I sometimes ask myself that question, not in the sense, quotation marks, of feeling sorry for myself, certainly not. But you ask the question as you preach and encourage folks, and it seems that folks just want to turn a deaf ear, not to me as a gospel preacher, not to me personally as Larry Acuff, but turn a deaf ear to the Word of God and the message that is contained in the Bible. And so Jeremiah said that I'm not going to preach in His name anymore. And then finally he said, "I cannot." He said, "There is a fire in my bones, and I must do so." On another occasion, we find as he emphasizes the fact in the book of Jeremiah, he said that God's ways and God's thoughts, they're not man's, and therefore you and I must look to God. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 6, I think of in this 14th verse of Jeremiah chapter 6, he gives us somewhat the condition of the heart of those individuals. He said they can't blush. As a matter of fact, he points out in the book of Jeremiah the sins of the people so very strongly that they are not even ashamed of what they have done. And so in Jeremiah chapter 6, in verse number 16, I want us to just kind of lift that out for a few minutes. And you find that Jeremiah said, "Thus saith the Lord, stand in the way and see." He said, "Ask for the old paths, and what is the good way?" And then he said, "If you will walk in that way, you will find rest." But then he said, they would not walk in that way. As you and I look at this, we think about that word old paths. There are a lot of sermons that have been preached on the old paths. The Bible speaks of us about new and old things. For example, you and I can turn to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 9, and the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. Well, what do you mean, there's nothing new under the sun? You mean to tell me that what we have today we had 2,000 years ago? What he is simply saying is, and I think it goes back to the book of Genesis chapter number 6, when the Bible says that every imagination of the thought of their heart was only evil continually. The Bible tells us that men were wicked. And it seems to me that what Solomon is saying when he said there's nothing new under the sun, one of the things that Solomon is simply saying is, listen, I don't care how much you search out sin, you're not going to find anything different than violating the will of God. Sin violates the will of God. Whosoever committeth sin, the Bible says, transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And so there's nothing new under the sun. Somebody thinks they can come along with a new sin. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, all of the sodomy that's going on in our society today, this isn't new. You go back to the Old Testament, Leviticus chapter 17, and the Bible makes a condemnation of it. The Bible teaches us that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of it. Nothing new under the sun. And then you go to the book of Acts chapter number 17, and Paul is saying concerning these folks at Athens, the Athenians, He said they live to search out and to ask or study or discuss some new thing. It's amazing. Every day, every week, you and I constantly are bombarded with some new thought, some new idea. Some guy thinks he's come up with something that's very unique. Ladies and gentlemen, in spite of the fact that there are those who search out and try to find some new thing, they are unable to do so. The Bible speaks of new in the fact that you and I are new creatures. The Bible says that all things are passed away. All things have become new. You and I, in the book of Romans, or chapter number 6, the Bible asks the question, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid, how shall we, the dead sin, living along therein? Know ye not that so many of us, as were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into His death, therefore we're buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Something new. So you and I can simply look at this statement in Jeremiah chapter 6 when the Bible says, you know, I ask for the old paths and where is the good way. Folks, it's not a matter of old or new. It's a matter of obedience. I want to show you that. I want you to look at about five things here very quickly. Number one is this. Notice he says, the Lord said, stand in the way and see. You see, folks, you and I need to take a look at what's going on in our world, in our society, and with our life. In the book of Proverbs 14, verse number 12, the Bible says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is the way of death. You and I must take a look, ladies and gentlemen. Stand in the way and see. Matthew chapter 7. If you and I took about 2 hours and studied verses 13 through verse number 23, you're in a crossroads, ladies and gentlemen. Paul made this statement. He said, I'm in a strait. Whether to go on and be with the Lord or stay here and be with you, which would be better for you, for me, would be better to go on and be with the Lord. He said, I'm in a strait between these two things. You come at a crossroad in life. You and I have a direction that we want to go. I want to tell you, it's easier than going to MapQuest. You and I go to MapQuest, we want to find an address. You and I go to the Bible and we can find the way that you and I should go. Matthew 7, 13 through 23. The Bible says, enter you in at the straight gate. Why? Wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. But straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to life. You're standing in the crossroads. You can go to the left or you can go to the right. You can go the straight and the narrow way or you can go the wide and destructive way. You have a choice, ladies and gentlemen, as to what direction and what decision that you can make that will lead. And that's what the Bible says. The Bible says, stand in the way and see. In Matthew chapter 7, continuing. He contrasts that with verse number 15 when he said, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Absolutely not. What is he saying? He's saying you've got a choice to make. There are those who teach false doctrine. They come to you in sheep's clothing. Inwardly they are ravening wolves. Stand in the way and see. And then he goes on down in the same passage, Matthew chapter 7. And he said, many will come to me in that day and they'll say, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name cast out devils and in your name do many wonderful works? And I will say unto them, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. Why? They made the wrong choice. They stood in the way and when they saw, they made the wrong selection. And so the Bible says in Jeremiah 6 verse 16, thus saith the Lord, stand in the way and see. Now, notice secondly, he said, ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? You and I can already recognize the fact that it's not a... That word old there in the Hebrew doesn't mean age-wise. We look at this, and when he says stand in the old path, what he is saying is stand in the perpetual way. He is saying this old way. Stand, ask for the old path. Ask for the way that has been proven to be right. That's what the Hebrew passage is teaching there. You ask for the way that's proven to be right. I like modern things. You see, ladies and gentlemen, I like modern dentistry. But I want the old paths that has been proven and tried by the will of God. In 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, the Bible says all scriptures given by inspiration of God is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. Take your Bibles. I want you to read this with me. Turn your Bibles to the book of Psalms, please. I want you to look at Psalms number 19. Psalm number 19. And I want you to go down to verse number 7 in Psalm 19, please. And I want to go through verse 7 through 11 very quickly. And I want you to just kind of highlight this in your mind if not in your Bible. Look at what the Bible says. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. He said the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord, the Bible said, is pure, enlightening the eyes. He said the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired, he says, verse 10, than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. You see, folks, there are modern day religions. You can look in, you can watch television, you can drive all over the Douglas County or any other county, and they're modern religions. But the law of the Lord is perfect. When you go to the book of Psalms again, 119, verse 105, skip over there real quick. Take your Bible. It won't take you about a second. Go to Psalm 119. Look at verse number 105 in Psalm 119, ladies and gentlemen, and look at what the Bible says in that Psalm. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. Jeremiah said, stand ye in the way and see. Friend, wake up. See, don't put blinders over your eyes. Don't be fooled by what you and I see in our world, in our society. He says, ask for the old path. Where is the good way? The good way is in the law of the Lord. It's perfect. Now watch this. You see it, you ask for it, and then he said, and walk in it. I'm not going to take the time to read all these. If you want to write them down, you can. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 4, Paul said, you continue in this word. In James chapter 1, verses 22 down through verse number 25, he said, be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own self. And he said, if a man looks in a mirror and he sees what manner of man he is, and he goes away and forgets. And then he said, but whoever looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in that. Colossians 2, verse number 6. Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 2, 3, and 4. Ephesians chapter 5. What is the Bible saying? Same thing in 1 John 1, verse 7. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from our sin. Listen, my friend. You and I look at that here. He said, stand in the way. See. Ask for the old paths. Walk in it. The reward is peace. James asked the question, from whence come trials among you? Do they not come of your own selves and your fight and war and desire to have? I don't know about you. Hey, look, folks, all of us have problems. You want to know about some problems? I'll stand here and tell you some of mine, but you're not interested. 5% of the people don't care. The other 95% are glad you got them, so I'm not going to tell you. But I'm going to say this to you. I know who I serve. I know, Paul said, in whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. But you and I, by seeking the old paths, ask for the old paths, walk in them, and you can go through every storm of life.